This week on the Time Bat Show.
I'm neurotic too.
You are neurotic. We're both neurotic in a way. I think I'm more.
Maybe.
But you're probably a little more lazy than me, so there you go.
That balances out.
Balances out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 50 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Timeasis.
And I am Bat Snacks, the other host. I just can't say, and I'm your host, Bat Snacks. I can't do it.
Why not?
It just doesn't work for me.
What do you mean?
I need another title.
Right now?
I'm your co-pilot. That's my title.
Couldn't we have discussed this before we started the show?
No, you told me not to talk about it. Stuff.
All right. So let's try it again. Hello, everyone. Okay. Welcome to episode 50 of the Time Bat Show. Woo! You say woo now. Woo, woo! I'm your host, Timeasis.
And I'm your co-pilot, Batsnacks.
See, I don't like that because it sounds like you're the second fiddle.
Yeah. It's jarring. Well, and also, like, I'm a pilot for some reason and you're a host.
How about I just...
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It's like we're on a plane.
And only, like, the pilot is lost and he thinks he's on a news show. And I'm like, well, he's the only one that knows how to play in this thing.
Hold on. So, we're on a plane. We're on a plane and we're in the cockpit and there's a pilot.
Yeah.
Driving, flying, whatever.
I'm in my interim phase of my career. I can't just pilot this by myself.
But you're the co-pilot.
Right.
And I'm just there, like, in the cockpit.
No, you're flying it, but you're crazy.
I'm the pilot?
You have altitude sickness or something. And you think you're a host on a TV show.
I don't
show.
Even know that I'm piloting.
No. It's just like muscle memory for you, and you're like...
This sounds like a good TV show.
It sounds like a good bit for a sketch comedy, for sure. And I'm just very nervously saying, I'm your co-pilot.
And you're like just like pretending that you're on a podcast, but you're not actually.
Just
it's
like
all,
going along with
it's
it
all
so
made up to, yeah. To placate me.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. This...
That's a really funny concept. Yeah.
Sorry, this is episode 50 of the show, and we're episode 50. We're halfway to being 100. Isn't that insane?
That is insane.
I'm very surprised we made it this far.
You know, when we started this podcast, 50 wasn't the number that I was thinking of. 100 was the one that was like, yeah, we're never going to get there. But the idea of achieving 50... like, has not crossed my mind.
So, you were thinking, like, okay, we're starting this. We started this about a year ago. Yeah. And you were like, yeah, we'll never hit 100, right?
Mm-hmm. You didn't really hit 50.
But you didn't really think about 50. No. But now that we hit 50, you're like, okay, maybe we will hit 100, right?
It's like, whoa. Oh,
this
damn.
Is being real. And we're just as popular now as we were at episode one.
We're maintaining... our viewership.
I think the best thing about this podcast is we do have I wouldn't call it a dedicated fan base, but we have a steady fan base.
Yeah.
People that listen to it, we see our numbers. We get steady stream of listeners every week. Doesn't seem to go down. Doesn't really seem to go up, but, you know, as
it
long
has
as...
once or twice,
as
but
long as they're
they didn't stick around.
As long as they're enjoying themselves,
yeah.
Hey, that's fine. Maybe in, you know, a long time... You tweeted something to me today that was funny.
What did I say?
I posted on Twitter, and I was like, hey, it's episode 50, send us your questions, because I wanted some good listener questions today.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, no one sent anything, because our fans are lame and terrible. That's not true, but nobody sent anything, and then I was like, I sent a follow-up, I was like, hello, anyone listening? And then you, like, imitated a fan, and you were like, hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. And then you made up a question or something. But I've always, like, that's my goal for this show. To have, like, that one person.
To have the guy who's the long-time listener.
Exactly. Have the long-time listener, first-time caller reach out to us. And be like, hey, guys, you don't know who I am. And you don't know if I exist. But I'm here to tell you that I have a question for you, and you know, that's the dream.
And my immediate reaction would be, is this you?
I mask my voice in one of those like deep voice apps or whatever. Yeah. Or modulating voice modulators, like, hello, long time listener, first time caller.
Like you paid someone to record a message and like typed it in through your phone or something. Yes, I don't know.
And then we're like, hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And it's like, I'm Jared from Kentucky. And then we're like,
you are, Jared.
And then we're like, how can we help you, Jared from Kentucky? And then he tells us his problem. Okay, I'm just emulating like a advice talk radio now. But, you know, that's fine. One day. So how's it going over there? Do you feel, like, energized by episode 50 right now?
I mean, I want to say yes, but to be honest, it's another episode to me.
What do you mean it's another episode?
It's just, like, 49.
Oh, it's not that exciting?
And, I mean, it's exciting.
Like on paper?
I like the idea of 50, for sure.
Like, on paper it sounds really exciting, but we don't have anything exciting planned.
Yeah.
The idea that we had right before this episode started was that we have an episode where we have no questions and we just wing it the entire way through. Which I don't know how it would work.
It would probably start really slow and I bet you it would get really good, but I don't think people would stick around.
The interesting thing is we started really strong in this episode with the weird plane scenario, right? Mm-hmm. That was out of the blue. But yeah, we have like a really bad lull around like the 20-30 minute mark, and people would just start dropping. And then get really good at like 50 minutes, because it always does.
Yeah, and we could probably go for 5 hours from there and just. And it wouldn't be the first time.
We should do like a marathon episode. This is a terrible idea, but I'm going to run
with it. It's not a good idea.
Because I'm just saying it anyway. We should do one where we would like, you know, carve out a Saturday and just. Hit record and just let's see where it goes from there, right?
If we had, like, if we had fans, we could do, like, a live episode. But
I like how you say if we had fans.
No one would call in. It would just be us.
So we
would
need to, like, set up people first. Like, hey, you're going to call in, right? You better. You have to.
You better.
This is going to be, like, 5 hours.
I'll be like, don't say you're my mom.
Don't say you're my mom. I'll do the same. I'll like talk to like a friend I haven't talked to in a while and be like, hey, I have a podcast, you need to call it this random day. I'm like, okay, sure. Anyway, so yeah, episode 50. What else is on the docket today? Oh right. So the big news out of your corner of the world is there's a large mass of wind coming your way that I think we call a hurricane.
Yeah, there's a Category 5 hurricane coming my way.
Hurricane Irma. We talked about hurricanes consistently, last three episodes. Hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And then this is just Hurricane Part 2, the reckoning. Yeah,
well, we've had like hurricanes on both of our sides of the land.
Of the land. The Gulf and the Atlantic, yes. The ocean, yes, that's true. And now it's your turn.
My turn.
Florida's going to get hit pretty hard.
Mine's bigger. Yours was probably worse, but mine's...
Well, that's to be seen.
To be seen.
To be fair, that's to be seen. Yeah. So what are you doing? What is your preparations?
So after work today, I went to Publix, the grocery store.
Right.
And
where shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah. I don't have any water, so I was looking to get some water so that I don't...
You're a little late to the party, I feel like.
Yeah, but there was no water.
Of course there wasn't water.
So...
You might have procrastinated a little too much there.
I bought some iced tea. I bought 3 gallons iced tea.
Was it Publix iced tea?
Publix brand.
Was it sweet or unsweet?
I got unsweet. I figured I can always add, but you can't take it away.
I was about to say, like, oh, I love Publix sweet tea, but now I'm thinking, like, okay, hurricane.
3 gallons.
Yeah, hurricane preparedness. Probably want to go with unsweet tea there, you know?
And so I got back to, you know, my apartment, and, you know, it's about an hour or something before the show or whatever, and I wanted to make some coffee, but I don't have any water, so.
Well, don't you have tap water?
Yeah, but I don't want to drink that. It's not safe.
So you have no... What do you mean it's not safe?
I don't know. It freaks me out.
You don't trust it?
I don't trust it.
A lot of people for the hurricanes, you know, they fill their bathtub with water. Yeah. Are you going to do that? Have you done that?
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're probably going to regret that. You know that, right?
I mean, just go outside and drink water from the sky. It'll be okay.
Okay, if this is your plan.
This is my plan.
This is good. You're not that close to the beach. I mean, you're close, but you're not super duper close, right?
I think it'll be fine.
You think it'll be okay?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
When's the projected time that it hits?
Monday morning is when it would get bad, if it gets bad.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause when does it make landfall in Florida? Sometime over the weekend?
Landfall?
Mm-hmm. It's like Saturday soon. Or something?
It's going to hit the Keys soon, mm-hmm. and then it's just going to kind of grind up the East Coast. And
get you.
It could go as far as Georgia or South Carolina, South Carolina as an actual hurricane. So,
man, that's rough.
Yeah,
good, it might good be luck rough. Out there.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Just letting listeners know, you might have problems with your power and stuff, so we might not have an episode 51. I mean, not like forever. You're not going to die or anything. Like,
I might just die.
I meant like next week we might not have one.
Yeah.
Oh, that came out wrong. We might not have one. This is the last episode. So it's hard to know, really. My parents who live there are, you know, they're getting out of their house, which is pretty close to the beach, and they're staying in a hotel that's like, you know, 30 or 40 miles inland.
Yeah, that's smart.
So, yeah, it's rough. I don't know. Yeah. Keep it here for all your latest hurricane news. What were you going
to
say?
I think it's going to be fine, but I'm just going to have to live on iced tea for as long, maybe a week.
Three gallons, right?
Yeah. I can always go back to the store tomorrow.
I think you can make it out of three gallons. I think you might want to get a couple more gallons just to be safe.
You know, I made coffee with iced tea today before the show.
No, you didn't say that earlier.
I meant to.
Okay, hold on. You made coffee with iced tea.
I wanted a cup of coffee, and I was like, oh, I don't have any water, but you know, maybe tea.
All right, give me your review. Like, one word review. Just tell me the number of stars out of five you would rate iced tea coffee.
Maybe a 2.
Oh, that's not that bad. I thought it was a half star.
It was bitter.
It was real bitter?
Yeah.
Well, how much, what kind of coffee grounds did you use?
It's a Italian coffee.
So it's like a dark roast?
Yeah,
it's dark roast. Mm.
So it's already really bitter, but it just tasted weirder.
So you wouldn't recommend using iced tea to make coffee?
Yeah, use water if you have it.
Use water if you have it. But if you don't, iced tea, you know, if all you can get at Publix is iced tea, that's what you could do.
Do you ever hear those stories about people that, you know, put different stuff other than milk in their cereal?
Yes.
That's kind of my inspiration for it. Yeah, like people that put, like, water in their cereal for some reason.
I've never done that.
No, neither have I.
I'm kind of curious. But
no, I'm not
same,
curious.
At the same time, I don't want to commit to that. Because the problem with that is like, oh yeah, I'll try cereal with orange juice or whatever, right? So I pour a thing of cereal and then I pour orange juice. And if it's bad, which it probably is, then I'm just out all that orange juice and cereal. You know, I'm going to throw it away.
You like, taste it and you just frown. And you just have like, to throw the whole
thing. Well, that was a waste. And then I throw it all away, yeah. So I don't really want to do that, but I don't know. I guess I would try it. If someone gave it to me, I'd be like, okay, I'll take a bite of this and see where it's at.
I heard a funny story recently from one of my cousins. Have you ever tried to cook something and it didn't go so well?
Yeah, I mean,
you were stuck with like a lot of
food. Oh, like if you wanted to cook a lot of things and it didn't go well. Yeah, I think that's happened to me a few times.
You look up a recipe online and it's for whatever kind of chicken. Uh-huh. And it serves like 6 people, and you just figure, you know, you'll put it in the fridge and
like,
eat
I got
it all
this.
Week.
I'll have this leftovers.
And then you make it, and it's you just can't eat it,
and it's just not good at all. And you wasted like $30 making this.
And that moment when you have to just take the whole pot and just dump it in your trash.
Do you ever like save food that you don't like, but you're like, maybe I'll get the courage to eat it later or something? Like, like if you make something like what you're saying, you make a really big meal and you're like, this isn't good, but like but I'm like, I don't want to throw it away because I spent so much time and energy making this. So you put in the fridge being like, maybe future me will We'll tear into this later.
Maybe I'll get hungry.
And then never.
And that'll be the only thing I have.
And then it just sits in your fridge for like 2 weeks. And you're like, oh, God.
Now I have to deal with cleaning this.
Leaving stuff in the fridge is dangerous because there comes like a critical mass period where it's like, if it passes like a 2 week window, then you try to like forget about it so that you don't have to deal with it anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I do.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Because I've been there multiple times and it's not
a fun you put experience. Something in there and, you know, if you clean it in the first week, it's really fine. A big deal.
But if you miss that window.
Yeah, you don't even. You get home from work, you're really tired. You're like, oh, God.
You open the fridge, you're like, God damn it.
You don't even want to look in.
You kind of, like, push it in the back. You put, like, the bread in front of it so, like, you can't see it anymore. And then, like, months pass. And then you have to. Eventually, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just kind of push it back. Just push it back there. You don't need to think about it. That's happened to me in a few occasions. I think most notably, I made some kind of casserole that wasn't good. And it was in like one of those tin pans or whatever.
You can just throw that away.
And it was just... Oh, not the tin. Not tin. It's like a cookie pan thing.
Okay.
Like a square, I don't know. I was going to say 4x4, but I don't know what the hell the inches of them are. 8x8? I don't know.
About 5/60.
About 5/0. About 3 furlongs long or whatever. Yeah. You know, like one of those things, one of those like deep pans you use to make like brownies.
Yeah, a casserole dish.
Yeah, dish, whatever. Mm-hmm. I could have just said that, but I'm an idiot. I was explaining, 2 minutes explaining what a casserole dish is, and you're like, yeah, a casserole dish. Like, oh, right. So I make some casserole that's not very good, and I don't eat very much of it. And I'm like, maybe I'll eat it tomorrow. So I shove it in the fridge, and like days just go on and on and on. And the problem with a casserole is I don't want to have to clean the pan. That's part of the reason why I'm not throwing this away. Because I'm like, I'll clean it tomorrow. I open the fridge. I'll clean it tomorrow. And like weeks and weeks go by. And eventually it's like pushed to the back of the fridge. And there's stuff all in the way. And I completely forgot about it. And one day I was going to make brownies or something that needed the dish. And I was like, where the hell is this dish? I don't know where it is.
No.
And then I like remembered like, oh God, I made this casserole like months ago. And it's in my fridge still. Anyway, long story short is I had to throw the thing away anyway because it was really moldy and I didn't even want to attempt to clean it. But I can't even imagine. If I just cleaned it initially, it wouldn't have been a problem. But, you know, that's what happens with food, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So anyway, hurricane, you're going to be okay, maybe.
Yeah, probably. I think there's a very good chance I'll be okay.
Did you make any other preparations?
No.
So all you've done is gone to Publix.
Bought some tea.
Bought 3 gallons of unsweet tea.
Unsweet tea.
And now you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Your priorities are
right. I bought some beer, too.
Oh, nice. Your priorities are like right in line where I think they should be. Got my tea, got my beer, doing my podcast.
It's the Osmosis Jones preparation.
Yes, the least amount of activity possible.
Yes.
I mean, I think you'll get out of it fine. You'll probably be okay. I guess we'll see, right?
I have an extra phone charger.
Oh, well, I don't know how much that good will do.
That'll make all the difference.
When your electricity is out, but yeah, maybe. Is it supposed to be 4 when it gets to you?
It might be a 5.
Oh, God, Jesus. You're very calm.
Between a 3 and a 5, yeah.
I mean, I know you've lived through hurricanes, and so have I, but still.
Yeah.
It's a big'un.
Yeah, it's a big'un.
Alright, do you want to get... I feel like we had other things to talk about.
You went on vacation recently.
I did go on vacation.
And I wanted to hear about that, because I like D.C.,
I went to D.C. Me and the wife went to D.C., saw a couple friends, and did all the sightseeing stuff. And I got really drunk one night.
Nice.
And
did you embarrass yourself?
I did. Well, so I went out with one of my friends from D.C.
Was this Gio or different?
No, met Gio. Oh, yeah, I met Gio one night. He's a swell fellow. We went out to dinner. at this this like place that makes a bunch of pork dishes. It was really good. Anyway, mm-hmm. Gio's a really nice guy. Like, in real life. Some people on the internet are like nice on the internet and mean in real life. Gio's like nicer in real
life. Some people like me are nice in real life but mean on the internet. But
mean on the internet, exactly. Gio's just like completely swell guy. Just very nice guy. Anyway, so that was all fun. We didn't go out drinking or anything. We just went to dinner. But the next night, I went met one of my other friends who lives in D.C., who I had worked with previously in South Florida a long time ago. Yeah. I used to be his boss, which, if you can believe, I was someone's boss at one point in my life. It's true. Anyway, so he and I and my wife meet at this restaurant, and he has a friend there, so he's like, oh, do you mind if my friend comes along? I'm sure. More than merry or whatever.
Yeah.
So we get there to the restaurant, and I've actually met his friend before. We met a long time ago at the same job, but okay. I didn't know each other. Yeah, but I didn't know his friend very well. Like, I had met him briefly. So anyway, his friend is there, and he's like, he's been in DC for a while, so he has all his opinions on what to do. And he's like, okay, we got to go to this restaurant. It's really good, and we got to get this like four course thing. So what we end up doing is we go to this Italian place, and there's like this chef's tasting menu thing.
Yeah.
And it's like $60 a person or something, but it's like a billion courses. They just keep bringing you food, mm-hmm. and they give food and food and food and food and food and food. So we do that, and it's like 2.5 hours long of just food and food and food. Mm-hmm. And I'm over here deciding in my infinite wisdom that I'm gonna just keep drinking throughout this
entire why not experience.
I'm on vacation, right? So apparently DC really likes the Moscow Mule. I don't know why. You know what a Moscow Mule is? It's a mixed drink.
It's a vodka.
It's vodka,
ginger ale,
ginger beer, and mm-hmm. something else. I don't remember the other
one. I've had one before.
It's good. It's vodka, ginger beer, and I think something else citrusy in there.
Yeah,
whatever. So it's a lot of alcohol is my main point. Mm-hmm. And it comes in like a big copper mug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I'll get one of these. I haven't had one of these in a while. And so I get one, and my friend also gets one too. I don't know why he wants to like do the same thing as me out of a joke or whatever. So I'm like pounding these down. Not pounding them down, but I'm going
through
them.
They're
good. I'm going through them decently quickly, as we do, right? And then I get to the end of the meal. And I'm a little drunk at that point. Not super drunk, but I'm, you know, pretty good. And then his friend's like, all right, what's next? And I was like, I thought we were just going out to dinner. And he's like, no, I got to take you to some of these bars. So we, like, bar hop for, like, 3 or 4 hours at this point. And literally every bar has the same drink that I just had at the Italian place. Mm-hmm. And because I feel obligated to continue with the theme of the night, I just have them the entire course of the night.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good. But it was just weird that it was like I've discovered accidentally that this was there. Maybe it's just like in vogue currently in the bars there. But
yeah,
that's what they have. That's what their drink was.
They come in a cool cup. They taste good.
Come in a cool cup. They taste good. And I guess people seem to like them because they're literally every bar we went to had them. And they all had the cool copper mug thing. Some of them had different names. Some of them were like, it wasn't called a Moscow Mule. It was like a DC Mule. Or like,
it's like some other specific.
But it was basically the same. It was all the same drink, right? So that was fun. That was a fun time. And then other than that, we did all the sightseeing stuff. As you said before the podcast started.
did you see the Jefferson statue?
I did.
Is that on your list?
I did see the Jefferson statue, which is actually the Jefferson Monument. But yes, I did. That's, I did see the Jefferson statue and all the other monuments. And we went to the museums and stuff. It was fun. It was a good time. I got really tired of walking because our hotel was really close to things. But it was close enough that I was like, oh, I'm not going to call a cab or an Uber there.
I mean, stuff is not necessarily close together. It's
I'm not going to call a cab or an Uber. It's close enough to walk. And it was, but it's still a lot of walking. So by the end of it, I was like, oh, God.
Did you see the Washington Monument?
Yes, of course.
Okay, see, that thing freaks me out. Does it make you uncomfortable?
No.
Really. When I look up at it, I get afraid.
Of what?
I don't know. I have a fear.
of George Washington coming down.
No, it has some kind of effect on me. Just a large obelisk that is that tall.
Well, to be fair, yeah, I was going to say, it is a very large obelisk. And it's not, like, shaped like anything, but, like, a geometric shape, right? It's just not. Yeah. It's just an obelisk. It's nothing more. It's
very eerie.
Yeah. You know what would be really cool? If some year for Halloween they, like, painted it black or something.
I don't think they would do that.
But wouldn't it be really creepy if it was, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, especially shining on, like, the reflecting pool underneath it.
Yeah, they could put, like, red metallic paint symbols all over it.
Oh, man. Sounds like an anime now.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It's like the end of Berserk or something.
Yeah, Neon Genesis or some.
Yeah, when the dark obelisk penetrates the earth, the prophecy is fulfilled or something like that. And then zombies start coming out of the reflecting pool, like dead presidents.
Yeah, the protagonist's friend like turns into a zombie and becomes like a super zombie, like a boss.
Oh, they have to fight.
That's definitely an anime.
Wait, is this a video game now? Oh, a boss like in an anime. Okay.
There are bosses in anime.
Are there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've ever played Pokemon? Brock, like, Misty.
Like at the end of a story arc, they have to fight the boss.
You gotta fight the boss.
I've never considered them bosses.
They're totally bosses.
It's an anime, so it's not like you're fighting them as a player. You're watching someone fight them. I guess it's a boss, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that, but whatever. It's fine. But yeah, so it'll be like that. It'll be like that. But no, it was a good time. I had a good time. It was fun. I'm sorry you're freaked out by the Washington Monument. It's not that.
Yeah, it freaks me out.
What do you feel? What is the experience?
Just like a very general sense of fear and discomfort.
Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Of course.
Not. I mean, I saw the Washington Monument. That's the only way you can
see it. Well, you never know. You could have been like, oh, I saw it in a movie or something.
I'm not scared of a picture of a monument. It's the actual monument.
That would be weird if you were scared of a picture. Like, I showed you a picture and you're like, get that away. You'd
start carrying one around, like, splash it at me.
Like, get that away from me. Ah, kind of thing. Yeah. All right, what else is going on? Oh, we had some really terrible news story to share, didn't
we? Oh, we did.
Today.
I'm sorry, I was supposed to be the keeper of the news story.
Lay it on our listeners.
This comes from the East Oregonian. That's a...
Oregonian?
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 I'm not sure of the pronunciation.
Let's go with Oregonian.
Okay. Pilot Rock City Council looks to ODFW for turkey solutions. So, there is a town somewhere in Oregon... Pilot Rock, it says, a couple dozen of the birds have taken roost in an area and have caused concerns with local citizens.
Turkeys?
Yes, the turkeys are on a rampage. They're going through the city, and they're defecating on everything. And they're causing some problems.
You know, this is good, because Thanksgiving is just around the corner. So if they still have this problem, you just give the Oregonians...
Like just start hunting season hunting a little bit license. Early.
Yeah, just be like, you know, get ready for dinner, for Thanksgiving dinner. Boom, boom, boom. How did they get all over the place?
I think they just maybe bred out of control, or maybe the city is like encroached on their land to a point where they have nowhere else to go, or
they're forced into the city.
Yeah.
Those turkeys.
He said between 50 and 70 turkeys.
That's a lot
of
turkeys.
In one group.
That's a lot of turkeys.
That's a lot of turkeys.
It's probably more turkeys than there is whole population of the town.
Would you take on 50 to 70 turkeys with one gun?
No, absolutely
no, I absolutely
not.
Would
no
not.
No way, Jose.
That's too many turkeys.
That would be a death sentence, yeah. I feel like. Do you think turkeys are smart enough to, like, attack in a group? Like, select all, attack yeah. command, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because here's my worry, okay? So I got a gun, a hunting gun, and I'm tasked with getting some turkeys, like getting this population down a little bit.
Yeah.
There's like a swarm, there's like 50. Now, I'm afraid that if I shoot one, they're all going to run at me and be like, get them! But it could be that I shoot one and they're all run away.
Yeah, and they disperse.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to take a chance.
And you have to figure, you know, if one of them makes comes to the conclusion that the direct action to take is to charge, they're all going to take the same action, probably.
Because they're dumb. They're big, dumb birds.
They all work the same, probably.
Yeah, they all have, like, a little bitty pea brain, and they're going to go with what other, the other turkeys are doing. So if you get one unlucky turkey that's like, let's get them, then they're all going to get
They're all going to get you.
And the other thing I've heard is turkeys, I mean, they're really big. They're surprisingly big.
Yeah, they're big.
And they're mean animals. Like, they'll come at you, you know. So, I don't know. I fear for my life a little.
Yeah, same.
I feel like you had another thought.
I don't, unfortunately.
You were like,
oh, it just petered out.
I feel like the pre-episode of this episode was better than the current episode.
Don't say that.
You're not too bad. To say it's already out there. Our listeners know. Yes, we talked before the show, and it was really good.
And funny.
And it was funny. It was good. Should have been listening to that, not this shit, whatever this is. Let's go back to episode 50 really quick before we go to Reddit. Episode 50 proved to me that our listeners aren't very, what's the word? Interactive. Considerate isn't the right word.
Good.
Interactive. No. Maybe not interactive. What's the word I'm looking for? It's like, you know, they're like, interact with us. Interactive. They're not super interactive, because I was like, hey, what's a question we could do for our 50th? And I got crickets. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm wondering if we should, right now on the show, for the first time in many weeks, open our email.
We've never opened our email on air.
We have. We did it in one of the first few episodes.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we opened it on air.
Oh, I don't remember
that. Episode 5, we opened it. This was back in the glory days when we were like, oh, we're gonna grow real fast and we'll be opening our email every day and have a bunch of questions. Remember that?
Yeah.
Those were good times.
Good times.
And now we don't even check it because it's all just spam now at this point, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, remember back at the beginning of the show, I was like, I'll just register on all the social media sites just to have a placeholder.
Yes,
you wouldn't want anyone taking the time back for the show.
I love how this is turning into reminiscing about the early days of the Time Bat Show. But yeah, you got a Facebook, but you registered it as a person and not a page.
I didn't know what to do. I don't have a personal Facebook. I don't know how it works.
I know. It was just really funny. Anyway, I'm on the email. I'm about to click log in. Are you gonna do it too?
I'm logged in. I'm looking at all of this.
I'm going to log in too here real quick. You got anything good? Wow, this email is taking a really long time to load.
Okay. Aside from social, Green Mustard Entertainment, we could win a Nintendo Switch from WasabiCon.
Really? Why do we keep getting WasabiCon?
Because I went to WasabiCon and left business cards everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And someone added me to them.
Do they want us at WasabiCon? It could be our first. I feel like we've already had this conversation before.
Yeah.
It could be our first con. You know what we should do? We should go to a con as the Time Bat Show.
And they would, like, let us talk at a panel?
Your silence does not...
really I'm just trying to understand why we're there.
Your silence is not helping the matter at all. You're just like, sure.
Because, I mean, at this con that I went to, you know, Goku was there.
I remember.
The voice actor of Goku was there.
Not the real Goku.
No.
He's out hunting the Dragon Balls or whatever he's doing. No, but we go to a con.
Are we at the Goku level yet?
No, we're not even close to
it.
We're not even at Krillin level.
Yeah.
We're like Yamcha level here. Maybe not even Yamcha. Who's the guy under Yamcha?
I don't know any.
Yamcha. I think it's
DBZ
Yamcha.
Characters that are obscure enough to be us.
It's not. It's Yamcha. Yeah. Let's go with Yamcha.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're at this con, and we have like a booth, and we talk to people, and we're like, hey, yeah, blah, 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 blah. See, the only problem with this strategy is I think we would have to pay for it.
Yeah, we would
like
have
out
to.
Out of pocket. Because no one's going to want to be like, yeah, you're a great podcast. We would love to have you.
Yeah, we'll give you accommodations. And
it's like, no. It's like, yeah, you want a booth? Sure, that'll be $2,500. Maybe not.
We could just sit in the booth and no one would come see
us. No one would be there.
And we would just sit there and talk to each other and be like, yep, We paid $2,000 for this.
We could record it, though.
Yeah, that would be a really sad recording.
It would just be sounds of people walking by and the occasional, like, hey, who are you? It'd be like, well,
we're a podcast, and they groan and walk away.
And then the rest of the recording would be like me and you. Not, we wouldn't really be talking that much. I would, like, occasionally I'd be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, okay. And that would be like the majority of the conversation. I'm glad that we went into our email and saw that nobody
has ever emailed us in 50 episodes.
I don't think we plugged the email enough. If you want to contact us, we don't have a Twitter anymore. We don't. Okay, we do, but don't contact us through that. You should contact us at contact. Say it together so it's more emphatic.
Contact at timebatshow.com.
So please write an email to us. You can ask us any question you want. Was that a motorcycle?
Yeah, it was a loud motorcycle.
Contact at timebatshow.com. You can send us any question you want. Like, literally, we're here to take whatever. This episode is horrible. I just want to say
it's great. Like, we're doing fine.
This is like the worst 50th episode we'll ever record. Do you want to move on to Reddit now?
I feel like we're at that part of the show. Yeah, screw it. Let's just do some Reddit.
I'm struggling here. I'm struggling. Okay. I have a bunch of questions. None of them are good. So I'll just start with this one.
Do you want to start with a train wreck? I mean, I've got something.
I love starting with train wrecks. Okay. So let's start with that one. You're the co-pilot after all.
Here we go. This person writes to reddit.com/ask. Mm-hmm. I have low intelligence. I managed to get myself banned from r/AskReddit. So he was banned from the regular Reddit.
Wow, that takes some skill.
r/NoStupidQuestions and 53 other subs, so I can't ask there. I have limited cognitive abilities.
We've established that already.
I have a hard time understanding lectures, can't make decisions, can't visualize things well, or recognize patterns, etc.
He seems pretty smart. Like, the way he's writing seems pretty smart.
I'm not having sex and don't want to have kids.
Okay.
Which most people tell me is for the best.
Oh my god.
But I still have to exist in my own body on this earth. And I don't know if I want to continue.
What the hell?
Even worse.
No, I want to hear the rest of it. I have to.
If I want to kill myself,
what am I supposed to do?
I hate work. My job involves working in hot chromium mine and breathing
I am too dumb
to do anything else, and I'm getting tired of working. I wouldn't wish being dumb on anyone.
What? This sounds made up to me. This sounds like a science fiction character. Chromium even real? Hot chromium mine?
I think chromium is a web browser.
Hot chromium mine. That sounds like a science fiction thing. How to mine chromite. I guess it is real. Okay, so are we giving this guy advice, or what's happening here?
I don't know. I just wanted to, like, tank it.
I would say get out of the hot chromium mine, because that's not doing you any favors.
Work at a McDonald's, dude. Like, seriously.
I don't know about McDonald's. Let's not go.
It's better than a chromium mine.
Yeah, it probably doesn't pay as well as a chromium mine.
Yeah, but at least you're not breathing in fumes from machinery.
I would get, like, a factory job.
Okay.
Know? Like, work at a GE, I don't know, one of the GE places.
The one that makes the machines.
Put together stuff, you know. And then you'll get paid pretty well, and it's just manual labor.
There's probably plenty of room to move up. I mean,
and then you don't have to breathe chromium fumes.
Yeah, in a chromium mine, I mean, there's not many positions higher than a miner, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about chromium mining, especially hot chromium mining. Yeah. But I would imagine it's just miners and then, like, the super miner.
Yeah.
The super intendant miner? I don't know what you'd call that. I would say the super miner.
Chief executive miner.
Chief miner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like those are the only positions, so yeah, you can't really move up.
Yeah, factory.
And you can't really... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, factory, you can go from, you know, like a janitor to, like, a... Put her together.
Put her together to like a chief put her together, and then, like, a senior put her together.
Supervisor of the
put-her-together. Supervisor, and then, like, you know, floor manager, and then, like, manager, and then, I don't know, the sky's the limit, really. Hot Chromium is just minor and super minor. Chief super minor.
Yeah.
And you have to breathe all the hot chromium fumes.
Which is probably going to kill you.
Which is probably going to kill you. It's probably like asbestos, I would imagine. I would imagine. I
don't know. What a great question.
That was great. All right, so this question is geared towards us as individuals, but I'm gonna spin it. I'm gonna put a little mustard on this one. So what is your best and worst quality? But instead of you answering that, what's gonna happen is we're gonna answer the question for each other, talking about the other person.
Oh, good.
And you can say whatever you want. I'm not going to be offended. But you have to say what my best and worst qualities are, and then I'll do the same for you. And I can start if you want.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Mine isn't offensive at all. Your best quality would be... I've only thought about your worst. I haven't really thought this through.
That's the one that matters, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. But your best quality would be you are... Damn it. You have no redeeming qualities. No, just kidding. That's not true. This is hard. This is like an interview question, I feel like. You know?
Yeah, you have to think about it a lot of angles.
Yeah, I don't want to say something stupid with your best quality, because then it's like, oh, well, nothing else is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because best is like, this is a strong word. I could say your best quality is your sense of humor. That's a good one, right?
That's good, there you go. Yeah.
It's best. But, I mean, in reality, there's more than that. But there's your best. Your worst would be that you're lazy.
Yep.
Sorry. That's it. Being honest here, that's it. All right, what do you got for me?
All right, so your best quality is... Can I just copy what you said?
No, you're not allowed. You can't say the same thing.
That's not fair. What if it's true?
It is fair. You can't use the same thing.
Okay.
This is the last episode because we're going to offend each other so much.
I'm not offended at all. I know that I'm lazy.
I'm so lazy too, so it's okay.
Okay, your best quality is that...
You can use sense of humor if you want, but I'm not that funny.
I think you're funny. I mean, maybe I have a weird sense of humor, though.
That's true. Maybe that's why we consider those the best qualities.
Your best quality is you're a good friend. And your worst quality is...
You're a bad friend.
Is that you're a bad friend. How about... Now I gotta think of something.
That would be the best response. You're a good friend and you're a bad friend at the same time. Come on, I don't care. If it's bad, I'm not gonna be offended. Think.
You're kind of neurotic.
I am neurotic.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
But the thing is, I don't consider that bad.
I do.
Well, that's because it, like, hurts you in life, probably, but... It does. I think it's funny.
Like, how is it not bad?
I mean, because I'm neurotic, too.
You are neurotic. We're both neurotic, in a way. I think I'm more...
Maybe.
But you're probably a little more lazy than me, so there you go.
Yeah, it balances out.
Balances out. What do you mean by neurotic, though? Just, like, crazy in regards to regular life situations?
I don't want
to
say crazy.
I don't care. Maybe. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, the bathroom story, is that what you're talking about?
I don't think most people have your spin on happenings in life. Like, you really, really analyze everything.
I do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I do that.
Like, I think you, like, trap yourself sometimes into, like, really ugly thinking scenarios.
Because I'm thinking about stuff too much.
Like, you think...
I do overthink everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you wind up in a dark place.
yeah, that's about right. I feel like I overthink, like, way too much.
I don't think it's bad.
I definitely think it's bad.
I definitely think it's bad that I'm lazy, but I don't think it's bad that you're neurotic.
I think I scare people sometimes with my neurosis. Because, like, you know that I overanalyze.
Yeah, you don't scare me, but maybe other people I could see.
Other people don't know that, so then if they ask me a question, I'm usually a reserved person. But when I open up about something that's on my mind, I, like, really open up.
Yeah.
Like, the floodgates. And then they're like, whoa! Oh,
man. Did not need to know all that stuff.
They're like, let's just close the hatch there.
That happens to me a lot, too. People will just be... I didn't ask for this.
Like, let's back up. I didn't want any of this information. Yeah.
And then like, oh, good. Now they know that I'm like this.
Yeah. And then afterwards, yes, I'll overthink the conversation. Be like, wow, I shouldn't have said any of that stuff. And now they think I'm a crazy person, which I am. Good.
But now they know.
But now they know for sure, and they can avoid me if they want.
Yeah.
That was a good exercise. I feel like... we didn't learn anything new about each other, but we established that we already know that we're lazy and neurotic and funny. And
it's like a bad conversation. It's like a bad combination of things to be.
What?
Lazy and neurotic.
Well, I'm both of those things.
Like maybe the reason that I'm lazy is that I'm spending too much time being neurotic. Mm-hmm. Mm. You ever think about that?
Whoa. How so?
Like maybe I like... think myself into nothing.
Into nothing. Into doing nothing.
It's like analysis paralysis sort of thing.
I was about to use the same term.
Yeah.
We're like on the same wavelength here.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like I think about it so much that I just don't do anything.
Wait, how far are we in the show? Yep, 45 minutes. This is the philosophy time.
Here we go.
I feel like at 45 on the dot, we're always like, okay, let's really get into the psyche now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yes, I think that's, because I think there's a point where you're like thinking about something so much, and maybe it's something not that important, but it's like kind of important to you, that you're like, I don't want to make a decision, or I don't want to think about this anymore. So like your reflex is just like, I won't do anything. Like I'll just leave it. And you'll let the world do its thing.
Yeah.
The other thing I have a lot of times, which is a really bad habit, is when I will like have a decision to make or something that I'm like stressing about or whatever, I'll be like, you know what? I'll just leave it in the hands of the universe. But like in like not in like a optimistic way, in like a defeatist way.
Yeah.
Like a I don't even care. Like. Do your worst, like whatever's meant to happen happens, and then like I'll obsess about it still because I'm like, well, what if the universe will screw me? And I'm like, well, at least it's not in my control anymore, and I can't make the wrong decision.
Hey, it might screw you anyway, and you would have spent all this time trying to
trying to fix it all for naught.
Yeah,
I do get concerned about that. Like, am I spending my energy in vain, knowing that this is just going to not work anyway? And that's the point where I'll just be like, well, I just won't do anything then. And that's the laziness that comes with it. So I think your theory might be more sound than you think.
It is what it is. If you have similar problems, listeners of the Time Bat Show, we would love to hear about it.
At contact at
timebatshow.com/
No, there's no slash.
I don't realize that.
All right. What is your interesting fact about yourself that you use for icebreakers, if you have icebreakers?
All right. There is nothing in the world that I'm worse at than icebreakers. Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before.
We have.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you agree. She's like, you're just like, yeah, I agree. Your icebreakers are no good.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like I agree that they're hard.
Yeah. I didn't mean it. It's okay.
You're like, I'm awful at this, and I'm like, yep, yes, you are. You're the worst. No, I meant like they're hard. I agree they're difficult. Yeah, you are bad at them though.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm bad at them too.
Yeah.
We've talked about conversation icebreakers before. We haven't talked about, like, icebreakers like you just met somebody, but we have talked about, like, talking to someone you know or kind of know and how it's very awkward to starting a conversation. It's very awkward for me.
Okay.
Maybe you as well.
So with
we've talked about that.
With
icebreakers are kind of different.
With conversating with a new person, I have, like, there's, like, two speeds. There's, like, There's the one where you're like, so, you know, who are you? Where do you live? What do you do for work? And then the other speed is like, hey, you want to hear the Will Smith alien cover-up conspiracy? Like, there is no in-between for me.
For you, it's the two extremes. Yeah. For me, it's the like, really boring, like, how's the weather and shit like that. And then the other one is me talking really fast and trying to exit the conversation as fast as humanly possible. But not, like, willingly. Like I want to talk to this person, but at the same time, I'm really stressed of being in a conversation. Yeah. So I'm just going to, like, say something really fast and then walk away. kind of deal. But, yeah, what's your ice like? So let's say you just meet someone. Or, okay, you're at a... I'll paint a word picture for you.
Okay.
How about that?
And I'll decide what to do.
You're at a bar.
Oh, no.
Stop me if any of this stuff is not going to happen. It wouldn't be happening to you.
Okay.
So we're good so far?
We're already, like, kind of in probably not territory.
Well, where would you be? All right, let's give you the floor. Where would you be?
I'm at the public library. I go there every week.
Oh, that's good. You're at the public library. You're reading some book you found in the public library. You see somebody that you find interesting. You want to go up and
it stops
and,
you know, right there.
You're just like, nope, that wouldn't happen to me.
But no, let's just go for the sake of
it. Let's just pretend you had the courage to do this. Let's just pretend you woke up one morning and you were like, I'm going to talk to somebody new today that I never met. And you're at the public library and you see, maybe it's a, you know, potential partner, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You go up to this person and you like want to talk to them. And you see them reading a book that you enjoy, and then you say that book is one of my favorites. Thank you, blah blah blah. You introduce yourself, and then you kind of have like a moment where there's nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where the icebreaker comes in. Like, lay on an interesting fact about yourself to get a conversation going. What do you use? What's your go-to?
So I'm reading about Scientology and other new religions in America.
Mm-hmm. So that's your go-to.
Yeah, that's probably what
that's
I would
go-to.
Say.
That's your go-to. What about a fact about yourself?
Like what?
Like something, I don't know, something about yourself that can you like can like start a conversation off of.
I'm really lazy. Did you know that?
And slightly neurotic.
Yes.
But I'm a really good friend.
No, I don't know what I would say. I don't like to say things about myself.
I think we just found the perfect pickup line in the history of humanity.
For me?
No, for anyone. Go up to a girl, or a boy, or whatever, an animal, it doesn't matter. I'm not judging here. You go up to the person you're interested in, and you say, hello, I'm very lazy and neurotic, but I'm a great friend. And then you just see what they say.
Okay, do you think it would be a good reaction? Do you think you'd actually get something from that?
No, that wouldn't work at all.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work at all. I was just pretending that was a good idea. It's not. Anyway, I don't know. But you don't have, like, a fact that you go to about yourself?
I don't have facts about myself that I'm, like, proud of.
Okay, let's paint a different picture.
Okay.
What are we doing on time? We're doing all right, right?
Yeah, we're doing okay. Fine. We got to start trivia soon. But
let's paint a different picture. Mm-hmm. You already know this person decently well. Not amazing, but like decently. You like maybe a coworker or something. And then they invite you to a party or something at their place. A barbecue. I don't know. And then people are kind of congregating, talking about stuff, kind of talking about themselves. Maybe one guy tells a funny story about how he broke his arm when he was a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And people are interested to hear from you. They want to know more about you as a person.
Okay.
What's like that one thing that you use like to break the conversation, to like enter the conversation? They all look at you and then you say
I don't think I
say what do you say?
I don't have anything.
You say nothing.
I say nothing.
So you're silent the whole time.
Anybody need a beer? That's what I say.
I would probably use one of two things.
What would you use?
One is the most overused thing that I use is like, I'm colorblind, because everyone is very captivated by that whenever I bring it up. Two is I know Morse code, which most people don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good party trick, I guess. I don't know, not really, but kind of. And then three would be like, I have like two titanium rods in my back, and that kind of excites people too.
I've got two in my arm. I guess I could say that.
See, there you go. You could just people love like weird medical stuff.
That's true, like.
And they're good fun facts for conversational stuff. So now you're locked and loaded. You can use any of those I just used. You can steal them. You can pretend you're colorblind. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
I can touch my elbows together.
Can you lick your elbows?
Yeah.
Wait, touch your elbows? What do you mean? I can touch my elbows together too.
Put your hands behind your back and then bring your elbows forward. Can you make them touch?
Put my hands behind my back and then bring my... Oh. What? I don't even understand the question. We'll have to work on this another day.
It's actually a really sick looking thing. It makes me look like I have no bones.
Oh, well, that's good. Send me a picture.
No, I'm not going to send you a picture.
Do you want to do another question before we get into trivia?
If you want, sure.
If I want? That doesn't sound very
good.
Yes,
let's do it.
This is a good one. What is a mistake you constantly make despite many past efforts to stop? I have a very stupid one.
What is yours?
So, I guess this plays into my neuroses, but I'm a very twitchy individual.
Yes.
And I'll frequently, at work or at home, have like a bunch of tabs open on my computer, as most people have a lot of tabs open.
Yeah.
When I am finished reading something briefly, not like completely, but like briefly, I will like instinctively close the tab, and 9 times out of 10, I'm not actually done reading that thing. I just close it out of like some stupid instinct, and then like 10 minutes later, I'll realize, oh shit, I needed that open, and then I'll have to reopen it and like refind it or whatever. So I have this terrible problem of, it's not a bad problem, it's just something I keep doing. Of, like, I'm not quite done with something, but I, like, think I am, and I'm kind of obsessive-compulsive, too, so I, like ordering things, or I like closing things when I'm done. So I'll, like, close things, like, way prematurely, and then be like, oh, crap, I should have left that up. Why did I close that so early? It was stupid.
Yeah, you know? That makes sense.
Like, I'll have Twitter open or something, and I'll scroll through and be like, all right, I'm done, and then I'll close it. And then, like, a minute later, I'll be like, why did I close that? I should just leave that open. There's no reason to close it. It happens to me in a lot of scenarios, but
I try to multitask too much and sometimes get myself into trouble.
Do you have any good stories along those lines?
Yeah, like, so part of what I do at work is sending a pretty regular communication to a pretty giant group of people, like almost 1,000 people. And while I'm working on this, I'll make the mistake of not devoting my entire focus on it.
Yeah. So you make like a typo or something?
Yeah, I'll make like a... there hasn't been anything catastrophic yet, but I've made some funny typos.
What did you do?
So...
You don't have to say it. You don't have to
say it. I can say it. Like, I had to communicate that our offices were being closed on Thanksgiving because of Thanksgiving.
Sure. Because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and so what I wrote was, our offices are closed Thanksgiving holiday 30th, Thanksgiving due to the Thanksgiving holiday. I wrote Thanksgiving like 3 times instead of the month, and...
Our offices closed Thanksgiving holiday, Thanksgiving 30th, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then you should have signed it Thanksgiving.
Me.
Comma me. Thanksgiving, 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 Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I have one more question before we get to trivia. This should be quick. What ruins an otherwise good restaurant experience for you? I have a very specific one.
Bad water.
Bad water, really? You're like that little girl from Signs. And like, this water is contaminated.
Not that sensitive, but bad water.
You're not that bad. Yeah. It will. For me, it's the check. How long it takes to get it and then to pay. Because sometimes it takes forever.
Yeah.
Like, forever! Like, in a day. Like, it's like, okay, good experience. And then when I'm done, I feel like waiters and waitresses will just forget.
Yeah, it's like, it's time to go.
It's like, I'm like, I'm on the wire, I'm on the clock here. That ruins it for me. I wouldn't completely ruin it, but it hurts. It hurts a lot.
If I order a beer and they bring it in a plastic cup, my experience there is done.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. You shouldn't... If you have to sell beer...
Just put it... Leave it in the can.
Yes. Or, you know, if you have to put beer in a plastic cup, you shouldn't be selling beer.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the real thing. Like, don't be selling beer if you can't afford some nice pint glasses or something. Or leave it in the can. Just deal. What? I don't even get the plastic cup thing. Like, are they pouring it out of the can into the plastic cup?
I think the way it usually it is they'll have a tap, but they're too lazy to use actual glasses, so they get plastic cups. But it's,
if you're going to invest in a tap,
yeah,
then why
need cups?
Don't you have glasses?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. That's stupid. That makes zero sense.
Yeah, just get cans.
It's like, well, we spent all our money on the tap, and now we have no money to buy glasses, so we're just going to use plastic cups. All right, let's go into trivia, I guess. Well, you're the showrunner.
Oh, yeah. Okay, pilot. So it's trivia time.
This is where if we had a soundboard, we could do something really fun. But
pretend there were awesome sounds there.
pretend those were really cool. All right, I'm ready.
I will ask you to choose between several lifelines. 40-second ask, 30-second Google. No, 30-second Bing. 15-second... Just pick them. You know what they are.
Pick them. Whatever seconds you want and whatever search engine you want. All right, I'll pick 40-second ask, Monty Hall, and phone a friend.
40-second ask, Monty Hall, and phone a friend.
Yep.
Okay. So your first question.
What are my categories today, co-pilot?
You got bird, you got animal, and you got movies.
Bird, animal, movies. Mm-hmm. Got it. Let's do it.
First question is, what is the proper term for a group of parrots? Is it A, a scuttle of parrots? B, a caravan of parrots? C, a pandemonium of parrots? Or D, a drove of parrots?
Okay. That scuttle?
Scuttle, caravan,
pandemonium, and drove. Scuttle, caravan, pandemonium, and drove. I don't think it's a pandemonium, because that sounds a little too dangerous for parrots.
There's some pretty serious parrots.
Yeah, those are some serious parrots. I feel like pandemonium would be reserved for, like, bats, or, like, vultures, or, you know, ravens or something. Pandemonium is a little too intense. Caravan, I can kind of see. It sounds parody, doesn't it? Hey, look at that caravan of parrots, you know. And then we have drove and...
Scuttle.
Scuttle sounds like you scuttle a boat. I don't even know what the word scuttle means, really.
I think that might be what it means. I don't know.
It's like scuttle a boat, right? Mm-hmm. Scuttle. I was going to Google it.
It's a nautical term.
I shouldn't Google it. It's a nautical term. If you know what scuttle is, contact timebetshow.com, please. Yeah, I don't even know what the word scuttle means. I've only ever heard it in relation to boats. So, like, scuttle a boat means, like, abandon it or something? Or sink it intentionally or something like that?
I think that's the bird's name in The Little Mermaid, too.
Oh, no. Wait. Maybe. Scuttle? Yep. I thought his name was Flounder. Oh, no. That's scuttle is the bird. Flounder's
the fish.
Yeah. Scuttle. You scuttle. That sounds right. The seagull, yes. Right? Scuttle. I think you're right. So maybe it could be bird... Man, you're really ruining it. I was sure it wasn't Scuttle, and now I'm not so sure, because if the bird in The Little Mermaid's name is Scuttle, could be a bird term, too.
It could.
Nautical and bird. And then drove, it could be... All right, I'm going to Monty Hall it.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in pandemonium.
Okay. It is either a scuttle of parrots or a pandemonium of parrots.
Okay. It can't be pandemonium. Scuttle, the Little Mermaid thing sold me. I'm going to go with Scuttle, final answer.
Scuttle is wrong. That is the name of the bird in The Little Mermaid.
No, it's really a pandemonium of parrots? That is way too intense for parrots.
Parrots are pretty
pandemonium,
intense.
Pandemonium means like chaos or something.
Have you seen a group of parrots? They're terrors.
Pandemonium is like a place in like hell or something like that. Pandemonium. Pandemonium. It has the word demon in it. Wild and noisy disorder or confusion. Uproar.
That sounds like parrots
to me.
Okay,
I guess I could see that. I was just assuming something more...
pandemonium of demons.
Nefarious. Yeah. Nefarious. Yes. A pandemonium of demons. There you go. God, man.
Okay.
I should have thought of it that way. All right, go ahead.
Right. Your next category is animals. This animal has the densest fur of any animal on Earth.
Okay.
Is it A, otters, B, raccoons, C, minks, or D, beavers?
These are all possible. I don't know.
They all have fur.
They all have fur. That's for sure. Ooh, I rhymed. They all have fur, that's for sure. Okay, I'm going to ask. Ask.com.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question so I can...
This animal has the densest fur of any animal on Earth.
Densest fur of any animal. Got it.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready whenever you
ready,
want.
Ready, set, go.
Densest fur of any animal. Oh, God, I spelled densest wrong. Densest. Densest.
Dentist.
How do you spell densest? Sea otter, final answer.
That is correct. Otters do.
Yeah! Densest is a weird word.
Yeah.
It looks like dentist. okay, sorry. Okay,
final
sorry.
Category is movies.
I love movies.
Let's I love it. Movies. What is the name of the dog from The Wizard of Oz? Is it A, Gromit, B, Benji, C, Nana, or D, Toto?
This is easy.
I don't know.
You don't... Everybody knows the question of this. It's Gromit. No, I'm just kidding. It's Toto. You thought I would really not
know. I thought you would know, but I had to have Gromit in there.
Gromit. Isn't that the name of the dog in Wallace and Gromit?
Yes.
He's the dog,
That's
right?
The best clay animation thing ever.
Have they made any more Wallace and Gromit?
I've only seen the original three. If they made more, then I need to see them.
Those were very odd.
Those were good.
They were odd.
They were odd and funny.
In like a weird way. Like a very, very British kind of way.
Yeah.
You know. What was even the story of Wallace and Gromit? It was just
it's
English guy and his dog.
And he lives alone, so he just has to go on adventures with his dog.
And they do like wacky shit.
Yeah, and he really likes cheese. That's kind of the major plot point of...
Wallace does?
Yeah.
Or Gromit?
Gromit does too, I think.
The British man likes...
Yeah, Wensleydale is Wallace his favorite cheese.
Wensleydale?
Wensleydale.
How do you know this?
I love that series.
Are you like a Wallace and Gromit super fan or
I
something?
I probably know the lines of every character in
Wallace
all
and
of
Gromit
them.
Movie. Okay. Anyway, the answer to this question is Toto. Final answer.
That's correct.
I got all of them right.
Nice.
The score is
no. Wait, no, you got the parrot one wrong.
I did. Yeah. I got two of the three. The score now stands... I'm just 50 kidding. 50-50. We haven't tracked the score for like 20 episodes. Who knows what the hell the score is. Okay, we have like 10 minutes left. Let's do a couple more questions. Do you have any more?
I got a not a good one.
Good night, everyone. That was the time. No, I'm just kidding.
I got a
what
not
do you have?
Good one if you want to...
Oh, I love not good ones. Those are the best kind.
If human males get tired and unmotivated when their T levels go down, does the same happen when you neuter a dog?
This is a weird question.
I don't know. You said you wanted me to.
Probably, yes. I would say yes, for sure. Yes.
Yes, they get less aggressive.
I have a question that's better than that terrible question that you just gave us. Do you know the film We Bought a Zoo? Have you heard of that movie? Because there's a movie called We Bought a Zoo, and it's about a family buying a zoo. Got it?
Yes.
That's all you need to know. So if all films were named in that similar fashion, what would they be called? Okay. We something something something.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, I'll just pick one I like, Star Wars.
Yes. What would that be called? We something something. We blew up the Death Star. That could be.
We fought the law and won.
And the law won. Oh, they didn't win. Yeah. You're right. We used the Force. See, this is a terrible question.
No, let's do one more. There might be a good one. Well,
nope,
name
not.
A good movie. Just name any movie.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. So we... we're in trouble. That's the movie.
We failed the Voight-Kampff test. At what point does a granola bar stop being a granola bar and start being a candy bar?
If there's chocolate and peanut butter.
Then it's a candy bar.
You can have chocolate or peanut butter, but both, and you're eating a candy bar. Hate to break it
to you. So even if it was like all granola, if it was like a granola base, and you had chocolate and peanut butter, then it's a candy bar at that point?
Really? More than one candy ingredient, and it's a candy bar.
I feel like most granola bars these days have more than one candy ingredient,
though. Well, but people like to eat candy more than they like to eat granola, though.
I'm aware of that, but I'm saying, like, if you went to the store and you bought a granola bar, I bet you there's, like, chocolate chips, and I bet there's, like, one other
candy. There's, like, frosting and peanut butter.
Yes. Like, that's... Is that a candy bar, then? Yeah, it is. Even though they call it a granola bar?
Yes. To make you think that you're eating something healthy.
It's kind of tricky.
Yeah, I can't eat granola bars. If I eat one in the morning, my blood sugar will like drop near noon, and I'll get really angry at everybody.
Do you get angry when your blood sugar?
Yeah, I do.
Like, rah! I don't think I've ever seen you angry before.
Probably not.
Give me
a granola bar and then starve me.
Next time you visit, I'll be like, here, have this. I'll like wake you up. I'll like walk over to your bed. You'll be sleeping. This is really creepy, but I'm gonna go with it anyway. You'll be sleeping. It'll be like 9 o'clock, and I'll just like put the. I'll like hold the granola.
Just bar. Shove it in my mouth. What are you gonna do?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. And then you'll be like, a granola bar.
Yeah, that's how I react.
First thing in the morning, granola bar.
Good morning. a granola bar. Timeys, this is trying to kill me in bed.
I don't know why my brain went that way, but it did. And the reaction is just, a granola bar. This is delicious. Thanks. And then by noon, you'll be ready to, like, murder somebody. Yeah. Because I won't feed you anything. You're like a gremlin. No, not really.
It's sort of. But, I mean.
No, I've never seen you angry, though. I don't think.
Maybe not. I don't get angry often at all. I hate being angry.
Do you raise you hate being angry?
Yeah.
Are you angry? Could you say you're angry at being angry? Do you raise your voice?
No, not usually. Okay. I'm not someone that makes like a big fuss.
Is it a passive?
I just like ignore things that make me angry.
Is it a passive aggressive kind of anger then?
No, I'm an ignorer.
Do you like cross your arms and go?
No, it's more of like a sigh and I'm not going to deal with this. It's not worth it.
That's not really. I mean, it's anger, but like to me, getting angry means like you're yelling at people and you're like they're like, "Oh, he's in a bad mood today," you know.
Usually, okay, so if for example, I ate something like a donut or a Nutri-Grain, which is actually a candy bar in the morning.
We've established it's a candy bar. Yeah. I fed you a candy bar.
Yeah, you woke me up, shoved it in my waking mouth.
A granola bar, or you would say a candy bar at that point.
And by noon, I'm starting to get probably angry. Like irritated with everything that happens.
Mm-hmm. Haven't had any.
And the reason I am is I usually so when I get hungry, hangry, if you will, I think that everybody is trying to mess with me. Like everything everybody does is like slide it at me somehow.
Yeah, I feel that way.
I'm
too.
I'm super aware of everything going on around me, and every little thing just is a little feather on the camel's back.
When I get, like, in a bad mood, I'll, like, start being, like, conspiracy mode. I'll be like, that person did that on purpose. You know? Yeah. It happens to me all the time.
Like, just as an example, my boss will call me on the phone and be like, Ryan, I need to talk to you about something at 11. I'll be like, he knows. He knows about all this dark stuff I did in my past.
It's all because I got that granola bar in the morning. God damn it, I should never
And I'll go into his office and he'll be like, hey, my printer's not working.
Can it's just like nothing. And you're like, woo, I dodged the bullet there.
It was almost curtains on my job.
Yeah, it's like he knows. Yeah. Oh my God. I'll get into situations where I'm like in a bad mood in a day or whatever. Yeah. And then like I'll go up to like talk to someone or something, and they're in a bad mood or they're like tired or something, and they'll be like blah, 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 and they'll be kind of short with me, and but you know maybe it's because they're in a bad mood or they're tired too
probably,
and then I'll walk back to my desk and I'll be like, they're mad about, like, I'll be,
I gotta,
like,
watch my back now.
Yeah, I gotta watch, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And then someone else will do the same thing, and I'll just, maybe it'd be a coincidence. I'm like, what's happening? Does somebody know something that I don't know? Did I get exposed?
They all know.
They all know about some bad thing that
That's
I did.
Why everybody's being weird.
When I was 12, that doesn't even apply. You know, I don't know. Like, one time when I was 12, I'm pretty sure I stole some water from a store. Like, they had, like, a little water machine, and I took a drink, and I don't think I was supposed to take a drink.
It's like, my boss now has the CCTV footage. He saw it.
And it's like, we saw it. We need to talk about this. We saw you steal the water when you were 12 years old in that hardware store with your father. And we're like, oh, no. You're fired.
I thought the popcorn was free, but I took it back anyway. I didn't know.
I know, yeah. Right? I get that. Like, it's like a conspiracy theory. Like, everyone's against you.
Yeah, I get really paranoid.
It's bad because it's like a spiral, too. Because, like, once you get paranoid, if you don't,
you can't,
like,
get unparanoid.
If you don't find a way to, like, be happy again, then you'll just feel like everything everyone's doing is a slight, and you'll get more and more mad and be like,
do you ever get worried about that? Like, this is a really dark thing to talk about, but
no,
does that sort of spiral ever concern you?
What, like going spiraling down
into
the darkness?
Just total darkness. Like, do you ever see a hobo
sometimes
on the street and you just think to yourself, you just look at him and you just think to yourself, like, wow, you know, it's really just one bad day away from that.
I'm like two steps away from that hobo.
It would just take 4 hours. Like,
is that how fast? Okay, we're getting into, like, a great topic and we don't have a lot of time, but I want to get really quick. How fast do you think
could you become
a hobo? Like, what's the steps here? Like, how fast? This could be like a new game show,
right? It could
be
pretty.
How fast could you be a hobo?
I could do it really fast.
Like, how fast are we talking here? Like a day? Like a couple days?
Like 30 minutes is all it would take me.
30 minutes? Wow. I don't believe that, though.
I mean, then you're not very creative.
Here's the thing, right? You can lose your job, but you'll still have your apartment for a little while anyway. I guess you could you could screw that
What
up
if you go to jail?
That's true. Get thrown out. Wow, you could do it pretty quick. So you could just be like, boop, 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 30 minutes, I'm a hobo. But yeah, no, I do think about that sometimes. Like, one wrong move and...
That's me.
That's it. There it is. Yep. That's a really depressing topic to think about.
I wonder if anybody else thinks about that.
I don't think about it that often. It sounds like you think about it
No,
more.
I don't think about it all. It's really just when I see, like, a really sad homeless person.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, I could be
like, everybody is affected by those people. Like, everybody feels something.
You're like, oh. It's like, but then you have the thought of, like, that could be me if I just made some stupid mistakes. Yeah. And see, that's why, to bring it back around, that's why I'm lazy and don't make mistakes, because I just let the universe decide what to do.
Because I might do the wrong thing.
Because I might do the wrong thing, and then I'll become a hobo. But if I do nothing, then I'll just stay the course, and it'll be fine.
You know, to do a throwback, wouldn't this be a great conversation at a barbecue? Like, hey, guys, you ever just think, wow, I'm just like... a couple bad moves away from being
moves of being a hobo.
And estranged.
So this is your icebreaker right here. We found it. We found your icebreaker. You're in a group of people. You're at a barbecue. They're all talking about their fun vacation stories. And they all look to you for the next conversation topic. And you're just like, hey guys, have you ever wondered how quickly you could become a hobo? I do. All the time. Well, that has been... On that note... On that note, are you still there?
I'm still here.
The podcast? Yeah. You're like, I've checked out. On that note, we should probably call that as episode 50, the podcast titled The Time Bat Show. You can contact us at contact@timebatshow.com, or you can tweet at us at timebatshow. I've been your host, Time Mason.
You still think you're the host, do you?
And you have been.
I'm Bat Snacks. Here we go.
But what are you, though?
I'm your co-host.
The co-pilot.
I'm your co-host, wink, wink.
And this And this has been, episode 50. We should be arriving in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in the next 30 minutes. Good night. Have a safe flight.
Drive safe out there.
Drive safe getting home. Bye-bye, everyone.